Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high wind warning and a winter weather advisory in effect. As we'll continue with snow, blowing snow, steady temperatures, lower 30s, wind gust at 55. Tonight, scattered flurries early, otherwise partly cloudy skies overnight, temperatures at 20. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, mid-20s, and Sunday sunny, 43. Right now, it's 30.
No weather-related school closings or delays this morning.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Was the legislative session in the state of Kansas continues on for 2021. The Republican-led state Senate yesterday approved a bill extending the emergency declaration for COVID-19 through the end of March, while they did still limit Governor Laura Kelly's power to direct the pandemic response. Fake News reports that the law enacted back in June has been extended that does limit Governor Kelly's ability to close businesses and allows counties to opt out of health care orders that she may issue. This law, along with the state of emergency that makes it easier for officials to deal with the pandemic, were set to expire on January 26th, but the bill that was voted on and passed yesterday extends it through March 31st. The Senate voted on the bill 34-1. In other news, as the COVID-19 vaccine struggles to make its way across the state of Kansas, many rural communities are waiting for more doses of the vaccine.
It's been somewhat disappointing because I think our entire county, we've only received 20 doses, and we don't know if we're going to get any more.
Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Governor Laura Kelly is restricting access to the Kansas State House over possibility of an armed protest in the coming week. Her office told state lawmakers on Thursday that an event is planned for Sunday, with other potential gatherings possibly next week. The Democratic governor's chief of staff sent a memo on Thursday to the Republican-controlled legislature's top Republican and Democrat leaders, announcing that access to the building will be restricted from 5 p.m. on Friday through January 22nd. The memo said that law enforcement will also have an increased presence at the state house. The House Speaker told colleagues in an email that officers will be stationed. Investigators went to a home connected to Payne and found 34-year-old Michael Montgomery dead. Officer Charlie Davidson said that Payne and Montgomery had an altercation at the home, and Payne stabbed at Montgomery. Good American Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska plans to expand the next phase of its coronavirus vaccine campaign to include everyone 65 years and older. Previously, the state had planned to vaccinate people 75 and older during the next phase, but the federal guidance on who should be vaccinated next changed this week. The phase also includes essential workers who cannot work from home. In most parts of Nebraska, the next phase of vaccinations is expected to begin early February. Infectious disease expert Dr. Mark Rupp cautioned that expanding the group that is eligible for the vaccine means it will take longer to get through the next phase. In other news, a Bellevue man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in moving the body of a man found shot to death in a park last year. The Omaha World Herald reports that 22-year-old Eric Palmquist was sentenced on Wednesday after pleading no contest to concealing a body and tampering with physical evidence. Palmquist was one of five people who were arrested in connection to the death of 19-year-old Matthew Brendan. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local authorities advise of a scam through email. Human Resources is asking for required COVID-19 documents. They may be using action items in response to unemployment insurance claims filed in the victim's name and want you to open links in an email. There may be a list of items located in the folder. They may be requesting signature forms. Be very cautious opening unknown links in emails, or being redirected to new sites may expose information to unknown sources. If you're in question of any situations regarding the human resources of your actual employer, contact the Human Resources Department or contact authorities if concerned. The Better Business Bureau is advising the public of pandemic-related stimulus scams. Text message, email, and phone call contacts may be initiated with requests for money or financial information in order to process payments. Do not give out information, and if in doubt, ask or contact authorities. Tim Blocker of Bern was sentenced in Nemahal County District Court last week to 260 months in prison on charges of sexual exploitation of a child and aggravated incest. On a guilty plea, two additional charges were dismissed. Blocker will face a sex offender filing for 25 years after release from prison. Winter King and Queen of Courts candidates at Valley Heights this year are Sophie Brungart, Cheyenne Carter, Mackenzie Joseph, and Kayla Nemechek. King candidates are Cesar Aguiar, Evan Haynes, Josh Whelan, and Cade Zedek. Crowning is planned Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Due to the game Thursday night being postponed, parents of the candidates are invited. The mask mandate in Beatrice has not been extended with a decision this week from the City Health Board, noting a decrease in positive COVID tests and cases since the first of the year. A January 15th extension will not be renewed unless an increase in cases warrants. Health officials continue to emphasize public vigilance in protecting against the virus, acknowledging that it is still a factor both locally and worldwide. Caution in public indoor spaces and crowds is especially important. Some area nursing homes are reportedly beginning to receive and distribute shipments of vaccine for staff and elderly residents at high risk. Christopher Etzel of Havensville was appointed by the Kansas governor to fill the retirement vacancy of Chief Judge Gary Nofziger, serving the 2nd Judicial District, including Pottawatomie, Wabunsee, Jackson, and Jefferson counties. Kansas State High School Activities Association Board is to meet Wednesday to consider a recommendation to allow up to four persons per participant for sports and certain extracurricular activities beginning January 29th. The expanded limit would remain subject to local criteria and schools' discretion. The new ag complex at Marysville Junior Senior High School was open to students as the semester unveiled. Local FFA advisors will be guests on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10, talking about the added benefits of the new complex facility. Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber. Margaret Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary at 10. Burial to follow at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Geraldine Gary Pinkerton, age 90 of rural Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at noon at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice, interment in church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Geraldine Gary Pinkerton. Norma L. Henneberg, age 86, formerly of Hollenberg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., Zion State Line Lutheran Church, Hollenberg. Visitation after 5 p.m. Saturday, with family greeting friends Sunday, 6 until 8, at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Norma Henneberg. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Jerry Scritchfield. Garrett W. Brushwood, age 64, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. No services scheduled. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge for Garrett Brushwood. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe, beans, asparagus, and diced pears. They will be closed Monday. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations this morning. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have those low pressure systems spinning across the central upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east southeast. It looks like we'll continue with scattered snow showers for today, and that will start to taper off as we head into the overnight hours. High pressure system moves in behind it, and we're going to see mostly sunny skies for the weekend with temperatures in the lower 40s. Otherwise, dealing with some gusty winds as we head through the day. So looking at the forecast, high wind warning, winter weather advisory in effect, as we'll continue with snow, blowing snow, steady temperatures, lower 30s, wind gust at 55. Tonight, scattered flurries early, then partly cloudy skies overnight will drop down to around 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs at 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, mid-20s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, 43 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January 40, record high in the state 65. The average low 17, the record low is 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:28. Winds out of the north this morning, it will be gusty along the way today. We're at 32 degrees. Snowfall up to an inch, up to a couple of inches, some areas east of us, coupled with strong gusty winds and significant blowing snow may reduce visibilities. Timing will continue through late afternoon. Travel conditions may be hazardous at times, reducing visibilities. Confidence remains high with regards to snow amounts, and the latest from the National Weather Service is up to 2 to 3 inches in the far northeast corner of Kansas. We're probably on the 1 to 2 inch side from Marysville east, up to an inch from Marysville west. That according to the latest map from the National Weather Service. Slight changes to snowfall and strong wind detail, and the exact timing of this storm could change, they advised, of conditions. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 15th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is Brian Crott with Farm Bureau. We're now at our new location downtown and invite you by. We've expanded to better serve Marshall County and welcome our Farm Bureau customers to stop in for a Super Check annual review. And of course, we always welcome new customers for a free quote on auto, home, life, or health insurance. We offer financial services to meet your investment needs. Call me, Brian Crott, Darcy Claycamp, Wade Maddox, or Joy Wilkinson, now at 12th and Broadway, just west of the courthouse, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Marshall County, protecting livelihoods and futures.
A pair of NFL bottom feeders get their guys. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The dominoes begin to fall in the NFL coaching searches. The Jets have agreed to a deal in principle with 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh to be their next head coach. He'll become the Jets' fourth head coach in the past 8 years, replacing Adam Gase. ABC ESPN Jets reporter Rich Cimini on why the organization feels Saleh is the right fit.
The Jets have been a losing team. They haven't been to the playoffs in a decade. There's a losing culture. They need a forceful personality who can come in and galvanize the organization. And they felt Saleh with that and his communication skills was the guy to do that.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars' courtship of Urban Meyer resulted in the former Ohio State coach agreeing to become the Jags' next head coach. Meyer said in a statement the time was right to return to coaching and added that he's excited about the future of the Jags organization. NBA, the Rockets' first game post-James Harden went better than anyone would have expected.
Out left side to Murray, was falling on the sideline, and it's a steal. It's going to be in the hands of Nwaba, and he's going to flush it down with two hands.
The call on KTRH, playing for the first time after trading their franchise cornerstone. Houston used a 15-2 fourth-quarter run to rally for a 109-105 win over the San Antonio Spurs. On the ice of the NHL, despite jumping out to an early two-goal lead, the Calgary Flames learned the hard way never to count out the Winnipeg Jets.
He's got Neil Pionk. Money moving in. Little shot. Oh, he scores! Patrick Laine, the hero tonight! His second goal of the hockey game!
On TSN Radio 1290, a pair of Patrick Laine goals, including the game winner, helped the Jets top the Flames 4-3 in overtime. The Sharks outlasted the Coyotes 4-3 in a shootout. Capitals over the Sabres 6-4, and the Islanders blanked the Rangers 4-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball, Axtell girls and boys teams took Onega in makeup games, with the Lady Eagles winning 44-41. And the boys victorious 55-40. Semifinal round play Thursday in the Mudecas basketball tournament at Beatrice saw the Southern Lady Raiders advance to the championship with a 58-36 win over Pawnee City. Southern will face HTRS Saturday at 6:30 at the Beatrice Auditorium for the A Division title. On the boys' side, Diller Odell fell to Tri-County 50-41 and will take on Freeman in the A-Division consolation game Saturday at 3:30 at the Auditorium. Friday semifinals see the Diller Odell Lady Griffins tip off with Meridian at 5 at the Auditorium. Marysville girls and boys teams are at Wamego Friday night. Broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers split a double duel Thursday evening at Clay Center, falling to the Tigers 48-27. And defeating Abilene 59-24.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Fairbury Livestock Company says thank you, buyers and sellers, for keeping the auctions going for over 30 years. From everyone at Fairbury Livestock Company in Fairbury, cattle sales every Tuesday, family-owned business since 1990. Call the Cattle Barn at 402-729-3341.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A recent study finds rural residents are hesitant to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The Kaiser Family Foundation COVID-19 Vaccine Monitor tracks the dynamic nature of public opinion as vaccine developments unfold. The foundation, nonprofit, focusing on national health issues, the monitor shows 3 in 10 people in rural areas say they will definitely get the vaccine, compared to 4 in 10 in urban areas and suburban areas. In addition, 1/3 of people in rural areas say they'll probably get it, but 35% say they will either probably not get it or definitely not get it. The report says there are many factors that are associated with an individual's willingness to get the coronavirus vaccine, including age, level of education, and political party identification. The COVID-19 vaccine monitor finds out Republicans are much less likely to say they will get a coronavirus vaccine compared to their independent or Democratic counterparts. More lawmakers pressing the Trump administration to avoid making any decisions on small refinery exemptions until after the Supreme Court rules in pending litigation. A group of Midwest senators yesterday penned a letter to the administration. The letter says alarming new reports indicate that your EPA may issue numerous pending small refiner exemptions, which will be a devastating blow to biofuel producers and the farmers who sell to them. The effort follows a similar letter by the House Biofuel Caucus earlier in the week. That letter stems from a report that the Trump administration was readying three new waivers for compliance for 2019. The Senate effort includes Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Mike Grounds of South Dakota, Roy Blunt, and Josh Hawley of Missouri. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as the Trump administration prepares to exit Washington, D.C., that means the Sonny Perdue's time as the Ag Secretary is coming to an end. Dan Newhouse, chairman of the Congressional Western Caucus, says the past 4 years were challenging for farm country, and he felt like Perdue did a good job listening to the concerns of everyday farmers and was productive while he was on the job. However, Newhouse noted that some farmers in the Northwest found it a bit challenging to work with Sonny Perdue and the USDA over recent years.
Difficult for some in the dairy industry. We've got some challenges in our specialty crops that USDA for the last 4 years really didn't quite get. We've had to do a lot of education on our parts to make sure they understand Northwest agriculture.
Newhouse anticipates a smooth transition for the Northwest farm community when Tom Vilsack returns as the head of the USDA. Newhouse pointed out that Vilsack has made several trips to the region and has a good understanding of farming in that area. In other news, a new analysis of independent data for 2020 shows that the new COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers were 5 times lower in December than they were in May. In the meantime, rates in the general population rocketed up 9 times in the same period. According to data from the Food and Environment Reporting Network, the meat and poultry sector was reported to have an average of 19.91 new reported cases per 100,000 workers per day in December. That compares to an average of 98.39 new reported cases per 100,000 workers per day in May. So COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers 5 times lower in December than in May. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Owl nesting season is about to begin. We will share some tips for making them feel welcome near your home on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in 1929, and the collaborative online encyclopedia Wikipedia was launched on this day 20 years ago. Owls are among the first birds to begin nesting, even as early as late January and February. And if you're looking for a natural way to control mice, voles, large insects, and other pests, you can do a lot worse than encouraging owls to set up house in your backyard. Hollow trees are their favorite nesting sites, but nest boxes mounted 15 to 20 feet above ground will attract them as well. Secluded, shaded locations are the best. The nocturnal creatures like the dark, so be sure to remove any landscape lighting near potential nesting areas. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. Cold with winter weather advisories today. A couple inches of snowfall is possible, or up to an inch. Looks like points west of us going to be on the lesser side, and points east over into northwest Missouri will likely see that couple inches of accumulation. Blowing snow, the greater hazard, with the snowfall indicated by radar now extending north of Beatrice, just to the west of Lincoln, and then up toward Omaha. That band of activity is kind of swirling around to the south and may likely move into our listening area here through early to mid-morning. Blowing snow may reduce visibilities, be advised. We have no weather-related cancellations or postponements as of this hour.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a rough year for Kansas University Jayhawk Bryce Thompson after he returned back to action on Tuesday's game this week with their 75-70 loss against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. He had missed three games prior to that with a back injury. Thompson played 5 minutes in the first half and 13 minutes for the game total. Bryce had missed all three shots that he attempted from the floor, but scored 2 points throughout the game. And now he's sidelined for another few weeks with another injury. Kansas.com reports that Thompson is set to have surgery on his right index finger and is set to be out for the next 6 weeks. The Jayhawks are number 6 in the country and number 3 in the Big 12 Conference and are set to take on the Iowa State Cyclones tomorrow with tip-off at 1 p.m. And speaking of the Jayhawks, the KU football team is working on some recruits for next season. As according to KUSports.com, the team is bringing in two first-year quarterbacks in time for the spring practices, including Conrad Hawley, a state title-winning quarterback from Ray Peck High School in Missouri, and quarterback Ben Easters from Indiana, who signed with KU back in December.
Thursday night basketball, Axtell girls and boys teams took Onega in makeup games, with the Lady Eagles winning 44-41 and the boys victorious 55-40. Semifinal round play Thursday in the Mudeikis basketball tournament at Beatrice saw the Southern Lady Raiders advance to the championship with a 58-36 win over Pawnee City. Southern will face HTRS Saturday at 6:30 at the Beatrice Auditorium for the A Division title. On the boys' side, Diller Odell fell to Tri-County 50-41 and will take on Freeman in the A-Division consolation game Saturday at 3:30 at the Auditorium. Friday semifinals see the Diller Odell Lady Griffins tip off with Meridian at 5 at the Auditorium. Marysville girls and boys teams are at Wamego Friday night. Broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers split a double duel Thursday evening at Clay Center, falling to the Tigers 48-27 and defeating Abilene 59-24.
KNDY.
I went to work for her that summer.
teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell-bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see. Both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eye, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm.